CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to 4 minutes past 3 p.m. on a Wednesday. That does mean it is the Capital Wrap Up right here on CliffCentral.com. I don't know why, but it feels like I haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, same here.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like I don't know why I haven't been here in a while. But we are back, and yeah, man, we're going to be hanging out with you guys all the way till 4 p.m. Not flying solo. I got my co-pilots with me. What up, Montana?
What up, cuz?
Are you good?
I'm living. How are you?
I'm good, man. Old school, what's good, baby?
What up, baby?
You right?
What up, boy?
We open up the show with the Kanye West Ultralight Beatings off of The Life of Pablo. And we're actually just talking about how Chance the Rapper has basically just sent this craze into the whole internet. He started the So Gone Challenge.
Yeah.
So for you guys that don't know, So Gone is a song by Monica that dropped 13 years ago. And yeah, for some reason Chance the Rapper just decided to freestyle over the record, and the whole world's been doing it since.
Yeah, everybody was like, I want to be like Chance 3B.
It's been crazy, dog. Like, I've seen so many dope So Gone challenges, but the favorite one that I've seen, I saw the South African couple, and This guy was like, yo, my girl challenged me to take part, and so I challenged her, and they just did this back-to-back thing where the guy was rapping and she was singing. It was so dope, dog.
Are you serious?
It was so dope, man. It was so dope.
I gotta actually look for that.
Wait, where did you find it? Twitter, Instagram?
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So all just right. Go to the hashtag and we'll find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, hashtag Monday, So Gone
Challenge. How come you haven't seen it? I've been seeing you tweet like every single day.
Yo, he's on different Twitter. Week. He's on different Twitter.
And you don't know what the So Gone Challenge is?
No, you see, I'm on influencer Twitter.
No, he's on Haman's Krell Twitter. Yo, man, without further ado, let's get straight into the news. And I'm going to start on the new music front, man. Ntugza is putting out a brand new single this Friday featuring Fifi Cooper called Say No More.
Yo, Ntugza, shit.
Yeah.
No, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him.
Why you gotta put it
like that? How do you think the record's gonna be?
That sounded so sinister.
No.
Yo, Ntugza.
I'm just shocked, that's all. You know, obviously the falling out and everything. I'm just shocked, but good luck to
Let's
him.
Let's just hope Scoop doesn't have anything negative yeah. to say about this joint.
Yeah.
DJ Vigilante and Casper Nyoves have also put out a brand new joint. They put out on Friday called Aye Aye. Guys, Casper is rapping.
Okay? Guys, listen, like, you know me, like, I don't just like tracks off the bat. I heard it once, it was on the phone, I was like, no, I gotta listen to it in my earphones.
Yeah.
As soon as that beat dropped,
it's crazy.
I was like, no ways. But, like, you know, it has a hood element to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And me,
definitely.
Being the North guy that I am, I felt like I lost, like...
They're excluding you.
I lost a few North points. But I don't care. That track, that's my shit for the summer, baby.
So you fuck with it?
I fucks with it.
If old school fucks with it.
Yeah, you know. No, it's dope. I won't lie. I'm happy for Casper and VG. You know, yeah. It's dope.
Here's my thing, man. As much as we all here agreeing that, yo, it's such a dope record, we're fans of hip-hop. How do you think the general public is going to receive it as a single?
I think the hood will love it.
And then
certain parts of the North.
But also, the hood is the majority in South Africa.
Yeah,
if you
I guess.
Look at it.
I guess. So I think it'll be a big record. I think it will be a big record.
Okay.
If it's pushed properly.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it needs to be fair. Pushed properly.
You can't, like, yeah, these days you can't just be like,
you
no,
can't just drop a link.
I'm from Cash yeah. Time Life. Everybody will pay attention. No.
Yeah. You gotta put in work.
The crazy thing is, Casper actually tweeted that as soon as his pops caught word about the record, he called him. And he says the last time his dad called him that excited about a record was when he dropped Shebeleza.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. So yo, it's gonna be interesting to see, man. Shout out to VG, shout out to Casper.
VG,
dope record, man. Dope record. Last week Friday, Sean Pages put out his debut album From Alex With Love, and he put out a single as well as a video, just to, you know, open things up. The single is called Mzala, and it is a fucking hot record. Have you guys heard it?
Nah.
Oh my god, I actually think I'm gonna play it. Like, yeah, oh my god, I love that song. Yeah, so anyway, make
him,
sure
is it just him?
Just Sean Pages on the record.
Alright. No features,
just on the single. He's obviously got some features on the album.
Yeah, obviously. Like, have you guys realized this? Like,
yeah.
Not a lot of people have tracks where they're by themselves.
Yeah. I don't know why.
For one, I think a lot of DJs are putting out songs, and obviously, it's never like
DJs. They like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you're blaming us?
No. I'm saying I don't see it as a problem. What I'm saying is, the past couple of years, it was mostly the DJs putting out singles. You know what I mean? And obviously, they were all collabs. So that's my reasoning behind them. My thinking behind that.
No, but I'm talking about like, as an artist, like you've been an artist like since Stuka. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you can't do a track by yourself. Every one of your singles, you're always featuring somebody.
You have someone in
mind?
In
your singles, not in your album tracks.
I hear you.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying. Do you have someone in mind?
What do you mean?
I mean, look, no, I think he's just saying it's a trend because a lot of the big artists are doing it, man.
Yeah.
Up until now, with One Time, AKA hadn't put out a song where he was, you know, on the record alone. Casper, when last did he put out, like, you know...
He dropped Scatter.
Yeah, he did. And he dropped War Ready as well.
But War Ready is from his album.
Oh, are you just talking about random songs?
Yeah, like the big singles. Although War Ready is a single now, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But I get your point about...
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's an issue, though. That's my thing. I don't think
it's funny.
I think it's one of those things where people hide behind certain artists. Like, for me, if you feature too many people in your tracks,
yeah,
you don't have an identity. Without
I don't know if I agree with that.
No, like, okay, you might not agree, but it's okay to disagree.
Yeah, of course.
Like, the way certain people hide behind features, air quote, features, you know what I mean? When they rap by themselves, it's like you don't necessarily know who they are, if you understand what I mean.
I hear
like it's 50-50. It's a slippery slope.
I hear you, but at the end of the day, it's a business, and I want people to buy my shit. So
yeah.
I'm going to feature whoever I can to make this record pop.
Yeah. So if I can take some of your fans and bring them my fans, then that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I agree with the features. I don't agree with your reasoning behind it. I agree with Monty's reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
All right.
But moving along, DJ City Lights has put out his third single. Well, the video for his third single, rather, called Vura. I actually checked the video out. It's a dope video, man. I wasn't too sure about the record, but it's slowly growing on me, I must say. It ain't no washer, but it is growing on me. So make sure you check that out. Tweezy is dropping the remix for Ambitions this Friday.
Swag.
Featuring Kuli Chana, Ice Prince, and Victoria Kimani. Okay.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, same. I think, man.
I like the original, to be honest.
I actually want
to
hear Cooley.
I want to hear Cooley. I want to hear Ice. I want to hear Ice Prince as well.
I haven't heard Ice go off
in a while, right?
Since that whole Rock Nation talk.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't heard him since.
He hasn't put out anything solid in a while, man.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of Ice Prince, man. I think he's dope. So I can't wait to hear the record. And I think also, if this record is big enough, this could catapult him into the continent, you know. So, man, all the best.
Chess moves, bro.
Definitely.
See, that's what we're talking about. Collaborations. That's what we're talking about.
I guess. Okay. Yeah. Point taken. I'll take the meek.
All right. Cool. Shop. So, my E has also put out a brand new video for his joint Slasela. I actually checked the video out this morning as well. Dope video. I'm a fan of my E, so
He's dope.
Yeah, we did say that. I don't know if we all agreed, but I was saying I expected him to drop something else, you know, as one of the singles. But I had a look at the video, very clean stuff. So go check that out, man.
Is that the one where he's like in jail and all that stuff?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw snippets. It wasn't like the full thing.
Yeah,
but I thought it was dope.
Yeah, no, very dope video. Very dope video, man.
Yeah, I think I saw AKA tweeting him saying
some
of his best work or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Now you know what's going on Twitter.
Wow.
All right, going international for a bit with the news, man. So Young Thug has temporarily changed his name.
I saw this.
Yes. I was like, wow, really?
So his name is My name is Jeffrey. Not just Jeffrey, my name is Jeffrey. And that's leading up to his Jeffrey mixtape, which is on the way. And
no, my name is Jeffrey.
So everyone thought he was changing his name for real. And this is what he had to say. He was like, I'm Jeffrey for one fucking week. I don't sell 100,000 copies. Everybody going to be talking about Jeffrey. So that's his aim.
That's he's shooting from the halfway line.
considering his highest selling album, well, tape rather, sold 38,000 first week, which was Slime Season 3. 100,000 is a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, shooting from the halfway line.
Yeah, I know he was on Travis Scott's podcast, and the mixtape was supposed to drop on the day, but Travis was like, "Yo, man, I still gotta finish my verse. So after the show, we're gonna go finish my verse, and then we're gonna put this shit out. Yeah. Then we're gonna do 100,000. So
100,000.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to check that out, man.
It's so crazy how.
Wait, so it's gonna be free download. Or is it
cheap ass?
I don't know, man.
No, I'm judging by the number that they're putting out. Are they saying?
I don't think so. I don't, because they'll easily get 100,000 free downloads.
Free, yeah.
So
okay.
I think, yeah, it's gonna be a paid mixtape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of like, Travis Scott.
Yeah.
That guy single-handedly changed the game. Do you guys realize that?
With
in terms of the
like,
sound?
Yeah, the sound.
Yeah,
dog.
Definitely.
Like,
definitely.
It's so crazy, and he's such a young dude.
It's, yeah. You know, I want to agree with you, and I want to love him as much as you love him, but right now, that guy, he's a liar right now,
yeah.
Dog.
What do you mean?
We're he's still waiting.
Dog, he has put out maybe...
Oh, Brian McKnight.
Dog.
Brian McKnight.
He's announced like 4 release dates, dog.
Oh, lie.
Shit was supposed to drop on Friday,
yeah.
And then now he's like, no, this Friday. You know, like, dog, when is the album coming? Like,
I feel like he's caught onto that Kanye West.
I was on the net early in the morning.
Boy,
and I was looking for the shit,
boy,
and nothing.
Because I knew Shrem Life was coming,
yeah,
and I knew
exactly.
That was coming. So I was like, alright, cool, shout
yeah.
Shrem Life, Travis Scott,
yeah.
Good. No Travis.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah, we're still waiting for that album. But yeah, he says it's coming this Friday. So yeah, let's hope he's actually right this time. Okay, so Michael Jackson was apparently a Kanye West fan, according to his daughter Paris Jackson. wow. Okay. So apparently so you guys know that Kanye beat Michael Jackson's record of the top 40s on the Billboard chart, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One Michael Jackson diehard fan just tweeted screw Kanye West, and Paris Jackson came to his defense. And she said, the first time I ever heard Kanye's Heartbreak album was from my dad. He played it for me all the time. He liked him. He never saw music as a competition or a game. Never had a motive to talk shit about other artists. It was always about the love and respect and appreciation for music. So if someone breaks a new record, be happy for them.
Damn.
Oh, shout out to Paris, I guess.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
That's
to know nice. Michael Jackson is your fan. You see, Kanye's
yeah,
going to go even
true.
More crazy now.
Yeah. He will.
He's going to go more crazy.
He will.
Like,
trying to walk on water and shit.
He's going to say,
yo. You know, some people don't deserve compliments, and I think Kanye's one
of
those.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You only compliment him when he's not in the room, dog.
Exactly.
Like, ah, nigga, you ain't shit when he's in the room. When he leaves, yo, that nigga got the juice. Yo.
You actually can't say anything about him, because if you tell him that, he's definitely gonna wild out. If you tell him he ain't shit, he's wilding out. Like, he's gonna tell you, what do you know? You ain't got the answers. He's gonna say, Cat, play us your record. Let's see.
So it's a lose lose with Kanye,
yeah.
Really, right?
Yeah. I think the best thing to do with Kanye is just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Right? Just be like, yeah, Kanye.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So something interesting that I found out, I didn't know this before. The Notorious B.I.G. At a point wanted Tupac to manage him. And yeah, this came out when Ben Westhoff, who has written a book called Original Gangsters, The Untold Story of Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, Tupac, and the Birth of West Coast Rap, he says people forget that Tupac was already blowing up, already a big star when Biggie was just kind of getting started. Tupac took Biggie under his wing and tried to teach him everything he knew. He kind of took him to school. Biggie's career wasn't taking off as fast as he hoped he would, so he actually asked Tupac if he would be his manager, and Tupac said, no, I think you should stick with Puffy and he'll get you where you need to be.
Sure.
Damn.
So do you guys think shit would have played out differently if,
you know, now that you say that,
yeah,
like snippets of the Notorious movie,
yeah
played in my head.
Yeah, same. Yeah,
there's a part in the movie where they're playing like pool and shit,
yeah,
and like the way Tupac was like telling him about all this shit that's going on in the industry and all that stuff, like schooling him on some real shit.
Yeah.
So I can believe that.
Yeah, I can definitely believe that. I know, obviously there was a point where they used to be close.
Yeah.
And you know, like as you say, like Pac was being like, yo, he was like the big bro. But I ain't never thought it would get to the point where Biggie would have, you know, asked him to manage him. I think that's crazy.
But you know what's so crazy is the fact that we always have this impression in our heads that they've been rivals, they've been, or like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Beefing.
Like, yeah. They were always beefing, but they weren't always beefing. They were actually tight homies. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like so crazy how media can actually twist everything.
Yeah. I also think Pac's paranoia has something
even
to do
said,
with it.
They even said, like, even most of the rappers that you hear from, like, that were in that era, they were like, dog, we did not want to fucking do all this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it got blown up.
The media took it to the next level. Mm. The record labels took it to the next level because...
In terms of East vs. West.
Exactly, yeah. East vs. West.
Obviously sales and, you know,
it
media.
Went as far as Vibe. Vibe magazine. Remember when they did that, like, they that immortal cover?
Yeah.
Like, Welcome to Death Row. Like, that shit. Put it in red. Like, the editor apparently was like, dog, listen, we have to take this shit to the next level.
Do this one. This
put
cover.
It in red. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
niggas
those
got
kinda,
emotional.
It got emotional for all the wrong reasons. It wasn't emotional. It was more financial. Mm. More than anything. To the people that were actually involved and the people that were at risk, it didn't mean shit to them because there were homies in the background. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So those days there wasn't any Twitter, you know. Tupac couldn't be like, "Yo, Biggie, nah, B, we homies, man." You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hey, shout out to old school.
Shout out to old school. We needed that.
But do you think that his career would have been better or worse off under Tupac?
I don't know, man. I always think it's tricky when an artist manages another artist.
Mm, same,
you know,
yeah.
Because you're always going to want to, you know...
You lose focus.
You're going to take the good jobs for yourself, you know? Mm. So I think it could have been interesting, man. But moving along, Future has apparently been in the studio every day for the past 5 years.
Who?
Future.
Every day?
Every day.
Serious?
He did a behind-the-scenes interview with MTV while on the Summer 16 tour, and this is what he had to say. I've been going to the studio every day for the last 5 years. Every day. People like, why you work so hard? Why you always in the studio? Why you work more than anybody? And he says, because I know I'm going to be worth more than them at the end of the day. I might not be there now, but once my work catches up to my worth, I'm going to be a billionaire.
Yeah. I also don't know if I believe every day.
Russell, like, they come
every day. Every day, nigga.
Every day, dog. Come on.
I don't know about every day.
I would lie. Like, every day.
Yeah. Five years straight.
Yeah, that's what he had to say, man. Like, I mean, look, it does sound a bit far fetched, but I mean, also in terms of the work rate, in terms of the kind of.
Yeah, he's putting a lot of work out.
Okay.
Nobody's putting out more stuff.
Let's just say
he was
in the studio 5 days out of the week.
Okay, yeah.
I think, 5 years.
Okay, that's more believable.
That.
Yeah.
Let's put it like that.
Can that be our capital wrap up truth?
Yeah.
That, five out of 7 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
sharp,
yeah,
sharp.
Yeah.
Future, we see you. All right, cool. So Slim Jimmy and Swae Lee from Ray Shremmed are gearing up to release their solo projects just after they release their second joint album.
Why?
Funny, Slim Jimmy actually said, I already know the industry wanting to ask that question. The whole industry going to do shit to separate us. And his answer was, we got separate tracks because we can both rap. So that's why they're just doing shit differently. You know, one thing that makes me believe is that they actually aren't going through things is because they're actually blood brothers. You know,
they're
so
blood
I believe,
brothers.
Yeah, so I believe that whatever quarrels they have.
But so wasn't Tugza and.
I guess, right? And
you
that's so close to home.
Yeah, exactly.
And you threw a spanner into the Cap's work. Like, he was about to say some real shit.
But no,
you were like, nah, nigga.
I watched the interview the other day, and they seem like they're still cool. Like, if there's any beef or whatever. I mean, that was like last week or something. So, I don't think there's any beef or anything.
Did y'all peep? Sorry to go off course.
No.
Did you guys watch the interview between Joe Budden and Hot 97?
Yeah.
Shit.
When he walked out.
Shit.
Nah, Joe Budden's going through some shit.
He's going through after what Paul said.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, it's lit.
Yeah. So basically, for you guys that didn't watch it, like, oh my god, it was so lit. So cool, Shap. He came on to Ebro in the morning, and he's got an album on the way, Rage in the Machine, which is him and A$AP Music's joint effort. So he thought he was going on to push that. But obviously, you know, they had to ask him about the whole Drake situation. And then there's a lady that he used to work with on his podcast, Marissa. They had her there. He fired her. So they had her there. So they wanted to find out what happened there. Joe Budden had some other issues with Paul Rosenberg, so he was also there. So it was like an intervention slash
It was an intervention. Like, yeah.
So they just brought her out of nowhere. He didn't know she was coming.
No.
Dog, and the person that was enjoying this the most was Ebro.
Ebro, I can imagine.
Ebro was enjoying the hell out of it, dog.
It was crazy. At some point, Joe Budden just got up and he left.
And he bounced, dog. He actually, he didn't just leave.
He just said,
peace out. Like, he's like, it was an hour. It was an hour footage.
Yeah, yeah, about 50 minutes. Yeah.
About 50 minutes. He was there for 45.
Yeah.
Right? On the 45th minute, he was like, you know what?
I can't take it anymore.
I can't take it anymore. He got up, gave dab to everybody, kissed Laura Styles on the cheek. Ebro, peace out, dog. Peace out, Paul. You know what I mean? After that, everybody was like, what the fuck just happened?
But as soon as he left, that's when the real conversation started.
With Paul.
With Rosenberg. Mm. Peter.
No, Paul.
Paul Rosenberg. Same guy.
It's not the same guy.
Yes.
You think of Eminem's manager.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. But anyway, and that's when Paul just literally, because Joe Budden and Paul, you know, go way back, and he literally just started opening up about all the times Joe's been a dick and he's still like
held him down and shit.
Yo, it was crazy, man.
I should check it out.
It was crazy. Make sure you check that out.
Like, I think like it was more emotional for Paul because Paul held him down like 150 grand, you know what I mean? Like, that was his man, you know what I mean? And he even pointed out that his whole team has changed. He's like, dog, he doesn't have the same people around him anymore. He doesn't look like the same jovial Joe that he knows, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, that's been going around in the media that he's going through things a lot, you know.
Here's my question. What are Joel Ortiz, Royster 5'9", and Crooked Eye saying about this? Because
at the end of the day,
I used to watch like their tour videos and shit like that, and like they were always like, yo, that's my boy, that's my brother, what. Now all this shit is happening. Me, as my niggas, if you're fucking up, I feel like you need to say.
But dog, in a situation like that, you don't really know how close they were or they are, because they have to work together. They have to put out a united front. They have to.
But then here's the thing.
It could just be a colleague.
Wu-Tang were angry at each other when they did this last album, where it was one copy.
Yeah.
Even though they, like, you know what I mean? You don't have to be in the same place at the same time to record a track.
So you understand what I mean? Maybe it was like that for them. Maybe it was pretension.
Yeah, but then you don't act like, no, we're brothers, we're together to the end.
Showbiz, fam.
Showbiz. Fuck that shit.
Showbiz, man. All right, moving along. Old school, getting emotional right now.
Yeah, I keep it 100,
bro. All right, cool. So, Kevin Hart, a.k.a. Chuck the Dropper.
I have that video.
Is coming for Drake, Future, Jay-Z, and 2 Chainz, man. He just signed a record deal with Motown Records. And
I hate Kevin Hart.
Wait, I think we need to get this. We need to play this, dog. We need to play this.
You got it?
Duncan. Yeah, I got it on my phone.
All right, cool. Let's play that.
Yeah. Later on in the
show. Okay, sure. We're going to play it later on. So basically, yeah, man, he just signed to Motown Records. And, man, it's going to be interesting. You know what's interesting, right? And I especially want to bring this up with Kat.
Yeah, what's up?
Kat gets so pissed off when Tall Ass Mo is rapping. But look how entertained he is by Kevin Hart rapping.
I wasn't pissed off. I said it was a whack track.
What? Cat.
I said it was a whack track.
Cat, okay. You're lying.
So thank you for keeping it 100. Thank you, Cap.
So here's my thing. Why? Why?
Why what?
Why do you get mad when a local comedian does the shit?
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Now, I remember there was a track that he did with the Decepticons.
Yeah.
Like earlier on in the year.
Yeah.
And he said he wanted to do it seriously over the radio.
Uh huh.
I heard that.
Yeah.
And then when I heard that track, that, like, when was it? Like two, three weeks ago?
Yeah.
We played that joint.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, for real? You know what I mean? I thought he was joking when I heard it on the radio before.
Yeah.
right? But then...
But that doesn't mean he's not taking it serious. Maybe you just don't like the song.
Okay, maybe I don't like the song.
Yeah, that's what it is. Whack,
all I'm saying is it just sounds unfair that you'll support an American comedian. And you're so happy. You can't wait to hear his shit. Mm. But when it comes to a local guy...
I found it funny.
Okay, but anyway, yeah, man. We're gonna actually just break into this Kevin Hart chocolate dropper... bit, and then we're going to get back and wrap up what's left of the news. So yeah, just listen to this real quick.
What's understood don't need to be said. Drop it at the end of the day don't need to be fed. I got bed bugs and bananas and biscuits. Got a bitch looking at me like she eating bed sheets and Triscuits. Coming back to take what's mine. Drake, Future, Jay-Z, 2 Chainz, I'm about to smack all y'all on the behind. I let y'all suckers eat, but I'm hungry now. Going downtown and I'm looking to get down. Like downtown Judy Brown, I ain't got no frown. But what I got is a bag of brownies and I'm trying to get down. Put the AK in the clip, take the clip and put the shit in the whip. Got my whip, come back and I'm getting it, digging it. Rims on them, dip on them. Matter of fact, tell you, bitch, I'm a hit on him. I'm out. Early.
Oh, my God. That was Chocolate Dropper. That was his freestyle just after he got signed. So,
Kevin.
but like, it's funny.
No, it is. Like, no, it is. Definitely. I love Kevin. I think he's super funny.
No worries, guys.
Yeah.
When I saw that, like, you know when you're sitting by yourself?
Yeah.
And like you see a video that's hella funny.
Yeah.
And like after you laugh, like you feel like an idiot. Like I felt like an idiot after laughing, but I couldn't stop laughing.
Because it's fucking hilarious,
it's
man.
Fucking it's fucking hilarious, hilarious, dog.
All right, cool. So DJ Drama and Drake are not on speaking terms.
Oh,
and yeah, after the whole, you
another
know,
light skinned nigga beef or what?
No. Well, it's been happening ever since the whole the Meek Mill thing. Because I'm sure,
Drama was the leak apparently.
Apparently,
yeah.
But yeah, recently Funk Flex said no, he got it from one of the OVO guys. But anyway. With that beef on Khaled's record for free, there's a shot that you know people say might be a Drama, where Drake's like, last year I had Drama girl, not right now. So you can translate that as last year I had Drama's girl,
yeah,
or however you want to. And when Drama was asked about it, he was like, I haven't talked to Drake. I think he was talking about last year he had Drama, not Drama's girl. And he's like, it had to be. Well, I mean, I heard it, but he doesn't know my girl, so that doesn't make sense.
He doesn't know that.
And but look now, but here's the interesting part for me.
Monty.
So Drama says, I be listening to Drake's music, and my girl tells me to turn it off. That's interesting for me. Why?
Why is she? What is she avoiding?
Like, yeah, you could translate that, interpret that in a
flashback.
In another way, right? Yeah, maybe there's something she's not telling Drama. Yeah. But yeah, man, they're not on speaking terms.
But
yeah.
I think like there's gonna come a time somebody comes for Drake and he's not gonna survive it, cause like he has had a lot of beef over the past 2-3 years, dog.
Yeah, I don't like, think he won't survive it, dog. I don't think anyone can kill Drake right now.
Right now, yes, I think there's going to come a time.
Yeah,
where somebody's
some point,
gonna
eventually
kill him off.
Yeah, but he's too far gone right now.
Yeah. did you guys see him bring out Eminem?
Oh,
in Detroit?
That was so crazy. That was the perfect way to
what's
shut.
What's the problem now?
It's not a problem, dog.
Nah, there was a sigh there. You're like,
I was
why?
Just like, dog, you know what it is? It's like this. Calculated moves.
Yeah.
Calculated moves.
Of course.
He didn't want it with M because... of the whole Ebro.
But that was a rumor though.
Yeah,
it was a rumor.
M was never gonna come for Drake, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
for free.
But Drake was never gonna come for Eminem.
Yeah,
exactly,
of course.
Because it was a rumor. It wasn't
a real
thing.
Yeah, it was a rumor. But I think if it was another rapper, Drake would have gone for them anyway.
No, I don't think so.
Why would you think that if it was a rumor?
It's called an opinion, Monty.
Yeah, I think your opinion on this matter sucks.
Does it suck?
I think it sucks. He brought M out, squashed everyone's talk, and said, yo, we don't have
beef. And that's how you squash a rumor.
Exactly.
You're like, all right, cool, boom. You know? Yeah, let's bring things back home for a second. So DJ ID is headed to Europe for European tour. For you guys who don't know who DJ ID is, I don't know, DJ ID is, that's Reason's DJ, his manager, as well as his business partner. He's heading to the Netherlands as well as Germany. He's going out there. He's doing 5 shows. His first show is on Friday. Yeah, this Friday. So, man, shout out to him, man. He's out there doing his thing.
Show management.
Yeah, that's actually about it in terms of local. I don't know. Did I miss anything?
No, not that I can think of. What's happened locally?
I mean, people are just talking about 9,000 rand insurance and that kind of thing.
Wait, who the fuck pays 9,000 rand insurance?
AKA. But yeah, that's a story for another day altogether.
No, oh shit.
He put on his gram. Oh, he bought his mama whip.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Last night, right? Uh-huh. So I'm rolling around on hitting them streets hard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So rock up at the Elias's crib.
Yeah.
He's cooking up some shit, that boy.
Okay.
He's coming with real heat.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be fire. Like where he's by himself. But then he does another song with
The collabo. That you
No. But he did two songs. Right?
Yeah.
He did like a song in like 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which I don't think.
That's
like,
crazy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I've never seen that happen. Like, before my eyes. We got there at around 8:30.
Yeah.
And then from 8:30, he was finished at like, 10:45? And he was done. You know what I mean? Anyway, he's like, all right, I got some shit for you niggas to listen to. He plays this joint. It's him, aka Mugs is supposed to be on there, but he hasn't finished his verse.
So Heaven 3.0.
It's colossal, this track, dog.
Damn. I don't even know what to
listen,
say, man.
Listen, Keenan's verse, man.
Yeah.
Keenan's verse is gonna shut everything down. Everything that's happened this year, it's gonna fuck it up completely.
Yo.
All right, looking forward to it.
Cool. That's a big call, old school.
No, I promise you. Listen. I'm a naysayer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and he owns it.
Yeah. I'm a naysayer. Today he owns it.
I'm a naysayer.
Yeah.
But today I say yay. Okay.
Today I say yay.
Yo, man, let's take a bit of a music break, man. We've had a lot going on. We've stretched the news for quite a bit. I'm about to play you guys the brand new Sean Pages that I was telling you about. This is called Mzala, and yeah, man, he's on his own on this one. I love this record, man. So make sure you check it out.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Okay, cool, Shop. So that is the brand new Sean Pages. It's called Mzala, and it comes off his album From Alex with Love. So yeah, man, check
it's
it
nice.
Out.
It's nice. Sounds like a nice little summertime vibe,
right?
You know
it's, a,
I mean?
It's a vibe, boy. Yeah, it's a vibe, boy. Nah. It's all about the vibes nowadays.
Sounds nice.
Bikini mummies and Alex with the kotas in the hand, boy.
You know?
Yeah.
I know there's actually a video for it. He dropped the video on Friday as well, but I haven't checked out the video yet. So,
but that sounds like what the video would look like,
right?
You see, I'm a visionary, niggas.
Cheers, sir.
Okay.
Damn,
stick
you.
With me. I'll make you famous.
Sure.
I don't know if you're the guy. I don't know if you're the guy.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So our guest is running late.
As usual, rappers.
Rappers are running late.
We speak to your people, man.
Yo, man, yeah, it's not even me. Why you gotta?
Your industry.
No, that's your connect, dog. That's your connect.
Yeah, man. Actually, I don't want to speak about him until he arrives. He says he's like 5 minutes away, so we'll see about that. So we're just going to talk shit for like the next 5-10 minutes.
Can you please elaborate why you don't like what Drake did?
With what?
Bringing out Eminem.
I don't know. Whatever. Dog. I like Drake, but I don't like Drake.
See,
I like him, but I don't like
him. See, that's the hate that comes out. He makes haters mad.
It's not hate.
He makes the haters sick.
It's not hate.
Cat's sick right now.
It's not hate.
I think the problem is you're too much of a Joe Biden fan.
No.
That's what I think. That's exactly what I think it is.
First of all, put that handbrake up on that talk, B. Number one. Number two, the only reason why I don't like Drake right now is because, like,
he makes you sick. Because he's winning right now. Sick.
Can I tell
he's
you something? Winning. In the beginning.
When niggas are winning, it makes haters sick.
You know what?
Continue. I'm sorry. I just saw another interview.
I'll burn that throwback.
This Cavs jersey. Exxon, I'll kill you before you can do that. I had to work for this. No, sorry, continue.
Like, the only reason why I feel like that is because, like, you know how everybody used to love Wayne in the beginning, like, of his blow up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
You mean like what, from like Carter 2?
No, yeah, the Carter 2, Carter 3, Mixtape Weezy. Yeah. You know what I mean? There was a 5 years where he was dominating. Just killing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And unfortunately for me, as a Drake fan, I'm like, since So Far Gone,
yeah.
I was always an avid Drake fan, right? And then now, up until Views,
yeah,
I wasn't so sold on the whole Views thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm entitled to my own opinion.
What do you mean? Yeah. Before Views?
No, I said
after. I think he's talking about Views. Okay, yeah.
After hearing Views.
Yeah.
After listening to Views and all that. I was like, it's the same thing. You know what I mean? And the whole world went bananas over it. And it's cool.
Yeah.
But I just feel like my love for Drake is on the downhill.
Okay, but now what does that have to do
detracting with what? We're talking
with
about
him bringing out Eminem.
No, you guys are saying I hate on Drake. I don't hate on him.
No, I was playing with you. Come on, cuz. Oh, I'm sorry.
Shit, I wasn't.
I asked you
By the way,
when I spoke about Eminem, I mean him bringing out Eminem, you sighed. So I was just, we didn't have enough time to elaborate earlier.
I think it was just one of those things where he was just running away from a big thing.
Here's my thing is, the other cities he went to, he brought out all the legends from there.
Yeah.
He went to New York, he brought out Cams, he brought out Jewels,
Dipset.
He brought out Derrick Rose because he just went to New York.
Hold up.
Now he goes to Detroit, he's going to bring out M. What's wrong?
Are you calling Cameron and the Dipset legends?
Well, not legends, but they're New York, like, you know, New York. Street legends. I'm gonna call them street legends.
Street legends.
Yeah, I'll call them street legends.
You definitely have to give them street legends.
Yeah. Maybe Jim Jones.
I mean, Cam with the Range Rover.
Definitely. Definitely.
He wore pink for a year.
I would lie. He did wear pink for a year.
And then the year after that, he wore purple for the whole year.
Yeah, come
purple
on.
Haze.
Come on.
What happened to that nigga though, dog?
That fell off.
But you know what's so weird? Like all these OGs that beefed back in the day are friends now. I mean, look at 50 and Cameron. 50,
yeah, they
Cameron.
Just made up.
Yeah, they just made up.
I think you just get to a stage where you realize, we don't need to beef. And what do we, like, it was all this stupid shit. Like, we all old. We just want to make money for our families and shit. Like, I don't need to have a street beef right now. I got
it gets
a kid
to a point where egos don't matter anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And
also, like,
make money.
Like, look at the Fat Joe and 50 beef. That literally started over nothing.
Mm. No, it started
over a dumb shot, like a.
Okay, wait,
no.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I explain what happened?
Hey, old school. Take us back, old school.
I'm going to take you back. You know what I'm saying? Dog, give me that horn. Bring out that horn, nigga.
Yo.
I'm going to tell you what's going on.
No, I can't give you the horn for that.
You're an asshole. But anyway, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Now, I even actually saw this, like, last week. I watched a docu-series called Inside the Label, where they go into labels, artists, and all that stuff. Like, they tell you about what were the real stories and the true stories about what happened within that time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So now, the one that I watched was the Terror Squad one.
Okay.
The Terror Squad one, Fat Joe actually spoke about how him and, like, the beef between him and 50 started.
Yeah.
Was because he was rapping with Ja Rule.
Is that it?
It was, yeah. I remember that. That's what happened. And in New York, the whole notion of New York is, if you are standing next to somebody that I'm beefing with, I'm going to beef with you too.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it was over nothing. It was literally over nothing. Because as much as whatever the beef started over, the first time we heard of it was on Piggy Bank.
Yeah, and that was after New York.
Regardless, it was like, of course.
Nigga,
but it was
I'm
like,
New York.
I don't know, man. It was nothing. But anyway,
well, they stole the Mendoza baseline. But it's fine.
We do have 14 minutes left of the show, and rap time. P.O. just walked in. What up, G?
Are you
right?
I'm easy, my G.
Yo, so
I'm
so what's easy. Good with the time?
I'm not even gonna come and, you know, lay excuses. You know, it's, you know, accident on the N1.
Yeah.
I'm sure people.
Because Pretoria is a long ass way from here,
yeah,
huh?
Man, I left at like 1:30, G.
Oh shit!
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's bad. Like,
damn.
Should have taken the HAL train, bro.
Should have.
Oh shit! What, people passed away in the accident?
Oh damn! That's
wow.
It's true. Yeah, that got real serious real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, cool shot, my G. So we don't have much time, so we're gonna jump straight into it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna literally, I'm gonna take it back. Then I'm gonna bring it back, and then we're gonna play the record,
minutes.
Right?
Take it back. Bring it back.
Shab, so I first heard about you. It must have been maybe 10 years ago now.
Wow.
And you didn't go by the name P.O. at the time.
This is true, yeah.
I was Poet the Sonnet.
I was still on my poetry stuff.
So
can I curse?
Yeah.
Poetry shit.
He leaned into that.
So how did you get that name? And like, how did you actually get
it's
into
always
hip-hop?
Been an acronym, man. I was like Poet P.O.E.T. Passion over everything.
Okay.
So just for marketing reasons, it got to a point like this is too much.
Too
and every
long,
time
yeah.
people like introduce me, man, whatever, like a promoter, a poet, people think I'm a like slam poetry. Right?
Yeah. So I was like, snapping and shit.
Yeah, I was like, nah, not about that. Let me just cut it short. P.O.
Okay.
It made sense.
Oh shit. I actually didn't know that was the name. Okay,
yes,
cool.
Sir.
So that explains why you changed the name.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Shop. That was my
name. I like
question.
This, Cap. This is quick. This is.
So it has to be.
It has to be.
It has
my
to
name.
Be. You know, because niggas won't be late and shit, so we gotta.
Shots fired.
All right, cool. Shop. So
yes,
my next set of questions, so to speak.
Yes, sir.
Cap City Records. What is that? Is that a label? Is that a movement?
That's
like,
an independent
who's
label.
Okay.
Run by Tepi Sopoho. He's like a. Accountant dude that just decided to, you know, start a label.
Yeah,
my ballad noise or not.
It has artists like me, myself, Black Les, Envy, Mist, and M10, and Ladies Amon, Junior Taurus.
Okay, cool. Shop. So it's Pretoria Cats, Pretoria Talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
it's not like exclusive. Like, you don't, it doesn't like, yo, because
so
I'm from the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
You know I mean?
Are you for real?
Yeah, I'm from the Eastern
so
Cape.
So if you sign a nigga from Joburg, it's not like,
yeah,
yo,
just,
what are you doing, dog?
It's just basically
like, we don't fuck with this nigga.
Ain't nobody throwing up gang signs. Nigga, what you doing up here? This is Cap City.
It's not exclusive to Cap City artists. It's just,
it just so happens.
It's about talent.
That Okay, that everybody signed to this.
Rappers from Sunnyside and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hatfield.
Yeah.
All right, now all of the rappers that you just mentioned,
yes,
you know, the likes of yourself, Envy, Black Les, I feel like you guys are all underrated. Dude, I have to. It's the elephant in the room. Number one, do you feel that way? Number two, you're obviously tired of addressing it.
I've been hearing about this for 6 years. You get
are
tired.
You for real?
Yeah, you get tired. Like, yo, man, at the end of the day, we have a following, and those people that love us and appreciate the music have been down. So, obviously, there will always be people that feel like, hey, man, yeah, this guy should be there or whatever. But at the end of the day, we just make music for the people that support us. That's what it's about. Other things in politics and other things.
So
I don't need
all
to
the
care.
Shit like the politics or whatever, it doesn't frustrate you?
It used to.
Okay.
Not anymore. I don't give a fuck.
You got to a point where you got over it.
You're just running your race
like,
right now.
I just want to make music, though.
That's why I felt like I must address it, because I know you're probably tired of speaking about it.
Like, we all are. Like, it was everybody. Yo, you guys are entering. You guys should be. Okay, cool. Did you get the
it.
Music?
Yeah.
Did you buy the song?
Buy album?
Yeah.
No. All right, so
cool.
Fuck you then.
Yeah.
So you think some of the people saying these things, you know, the fans, so to speak,
yes,
are the reason why you guys are,
you know, because when you say something too much, my brother, you perpetuate the same thing.
Yeah.
If I say, hey man, you broke, my nigga, you broke,
exactly,
broke.
People gonna start believing it, or you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Like,
shit.
You don't have to say that. Cool, I know I'm nice. Right, cool. I'm underrated.
Wow.
It's cool. Let's just make music.
All right, cool. So,
young cat.
So you're the homie,
nigga,
right?
Dog.
You're the homie. Yeah, I miss you too,
you. No
man.
No homo, my nigga. No jump. No George Michael. But you, my nigga.
No George.
My nigga, dog.
Fuck. All right, cool. So, I'm gonna put you into perspective for you guys, right? Every time I'm with this guy right here, you know, like, he always tells me, yo, I'm a G, dog.
And
you know,
put
like,
your shirt on.
That too. So, since you always claim you're a G, what was the last G thing you did?
I told her, yo.
You told her what?
Never mind.
No, man.
Not never mind. That's not what you told me.
I thought you was a G, dog.
What was the last G thing you did?
I told her to leave me alone, dog.
Is that? No, come on. Who did you tell to leave you alone?
I told her to leave me alone.
Why? Why did you tell her to leave you alone?
I'm tired of this shit.
So you're not going to give us a full story?
Why are you going to put me on the spot?
What is your interview, dog? You on the spot from the minute you walked in.
All right, cool. Yeah.
I want to know something quick that I just found out. Actually, I didn't even know.
Yes, sir.
I thought me and Cap were boys, but I mean, obviously not. But apparently, you guys have a song together, firstly.
Yes, we do.
How did that happen?
Yeah, you discovered that outside.
Yeah.
Yes,
we do. Where did you guys meet? Because I know
I met him.
Cap doesn't drive past Bryanston. I don't know.
Yo, we actually chopped it up in Opikopi, right? The first time we actually chopped it up, I think so.
Yeah. 2 years ago.
Yeah, we just chopped it. Yeah. So I just hit him up. I was just trying to put a remix to a song I already done.
Let's move over. I see it's produced by Books.
Yes, sir. And he was down to work. And we killed. I love that song, man.
Yo,
I love the video.
My G, I love it.
I love the song.
All right, cool. So let's talk about the brand new single, right? This Can't Be Life.
This Can't Be Life. Shooting a video on Saturday. All
right, cool. Is that an invite or are you just flexing? You just
I don't want no niggas to cameo. Sometimes you don't want cameos. Damn, dog. There's no cameos. I don't want to.
You don't need the poses.
So Cap can't be in it.
Obviously, niggas can come through, show love, drink, come through, drink, kick it, but. No cameos, man.
All right, cool. Tell us about the record, man.
The song
did it come together? How'd you link up with Kim Wasabi? Tell us everything.
Because I make timeless music, Cap.
Yeah.
This is 4 years old, this song.
Are you fucking serious?
The song is 4 years old, man.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know until I put you on.
Yeah, for real.
Ain't that exclusive, Cap?
This kid sent me the song like 4 years ago.
Kim Wasabi.
Yeah. Yo, that boy can flow. Yeah. That boy can sing.
And I was like, yo, man, who the hell is this kid?
Yeah.
And he was supposed to feature on the song.
Four years ago.
Yeah. I was like, yo, I need this song. I need this song. This song it basically describes everything about my career, about my life, about my album. So it's just like the nucleus of my album.
That's
like,
crazy.
He was like, yo, man. Yo, dude, I respect you. Definitely. You know what I mean? I had the song from then. I just waited for the right time to release it because the album is very close. I'm dropping the album in October.
In October?
Yes, sir.
What can we expect on the album, man?
It's very dark, my G.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the songs like Move Over and Jubilation and Bitches and Niggas. But it's very dark. It's very introspective.
Why now? Why did it take you 4 years to do all of this, like to only drop now, an album now?
Shout out to my boy Pages. His album is out from Alex to Love.
From Alex with Love.
Like, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes in terms of distribution and getting the right people, and you know. Yeah. So that was just always a mission for me. I lost the album twice in terms of, you know, hard drives crashing.
Sure. Are you serious?
Twice. So I had to start from scratch.
Damn.
Like,
shit.
And obviously, like, the distribution situation or whatever. So you just need to get that in order before you to take out an album. Because I don't want to just drop the album on iTunes and people get... I want people... There's people in the rural areas who don't care about iTunes. They need to go to the store, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I needed to make that right before I released the album. And I think this is the perfect time to do that.
Okay, so you're saying, like, the climate now is dope for you?
It wasn't even about the climate. It was just about... The engine behind everything, you know what I mean? It had to be right because I could have dropped the album anytime, but like I said, dog, it's about timeless music.
Okay, well, Shab, so
distribution deals and things.
Yes, sir.
We have to wrap up the interview, but tell us about the album. What's it called? When's it coming out? Who's on the album?
It's called The Devil's Playground.
Damn, dog.
Yes. Sure.
All right. Who's on the album?
I got Mugs. I got Questa, obviously. DJ Capital. I got Black Les. I got a whole bunch of rappers, producers. Drastic. It's been a journey, man. It's been a real, real crazy journey. I can't wait to unleash it. You know what I mean? And I'm glad that reaction was live and I saw it. Yeah. But it's the truth. That's what we're living in. You know?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
So, like, it's an album full of bars, bro. Because all of the names that you just said now,
bars,
I know there's bars.
No doubt, G.
All right, speaking of bars,
soon.
Yeah. Okay. Let me try some. Look. Light a candle for the dead homies. Light a candle for the dead homies. Living in sick pain, my mind gone. Music's still in my thick veins. I'm headstrong, running through the. I'm banging my head gone. Puff on a little something, dude. I don't smoke. Fucking don't. Never spoke till it. Impossible is dead to me. Detriment is step to me. I'm destiny. My destiny determining my legacy. Fuck what you mean. This poetry is an outlet. Mouth flex, verbal gymnastic, but profound rap. Ha, I think I'm broken inside, but I'm a light. Convince the streets that hope is alive. And when they quoting my lines, what I spoke on the rhymes, I leave an imprint of passion that grows in your heart. But still, ha, shit is an uphill battle, but you gotta be sharp enough to cut steel. Bless you. Woo, ha.
I stopped there already. Call me off guard, Cap. Call me off guard, Cap.
I had to.
Call me off guard, young Cap.
All right, cool. Shout out, my G. Before I let you go, we are gonna play out with your record.
Thank you.
But before I let you go, I need to know what the fuck is on your mind, man.
What the fuck is on my mind?
Anything that's on your mind, man.
Anything.
What the fuck is on your mind? Real, raw, uncensored. Some shit that you've wanted to say but couldn't say.
It could be about bitches.
Could be about anything.
Anything.
Could be about this nigga.
Anything.
No, not about me. Peace and love, my G. Peace and love.
Is that it?
Music. Peace and love.
All right,
music,
cool. Shout out.
Right. One love.
My G, thank you so much for coming through and
hanging
out.
Thank you, young
Cap.
Shout out Cliff Central. Shout out to you, man. Respect.
Montana, anything you
want to
say in closing?
Yeah. Come to the Great Dane tomorrow. It's going up on a Thursday.
All right, cool. Old school?
Peace, love, and hip hop.
It's free for ladies, by the way. Women's Month, you know what it is.
Yeah, great yeah.
Shout
day
out to
tomorrow.
The ladies. Shout
see
out to the beautiful
there.
Ladies out there, man.
Yeah, great day, and I'll see you guys out there.
Shout
I'm
out to the real woman
there.
And the bitch.
Shout out to Pete Art O, man.
There's a difference.
Thank you so much, my G, for coming through and hanging out with us. This is Pete Art O featuring Kimosabi. 4 years old, and it still fucking sounds great.
Respect,
this is called This Can't Be Life.
Thank you, man.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.